I had a physical this week. They hand you this little form. They ask you to fill it out. Next to reason for visit, I wrote down, my wife made me.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
My greatest achievement, wrote Sir Winston Churchill, was convincing my wife to marry me. I agree completely. At times, I think my greatest achievement is convincing my wife to keep me. It was our 17th anniversary. 17 years since we had said our vows, since we promised God and a few hundred witnesses that death would be the only thing that would separate us. Ramona had never mentioned divorce, not once. She had not mentioned murder. She insisted that I was safe. I can't find the arsenic anyway, she said. Maybe she'd been looking. We spent a wonderful morning together, gazing into each other's eyes over a continental breakfast, and then I completely lost my mind. I said something ridiculous. I said, let's go shopping. I have no idea what came over me. Now, 17 years had taught me some stuff. One thing I'd learned is you never walk downstairs in the dark when your children have been playing with small trucks. Another is that my wife and I are completely incompatible when it comes to shopping malls. Whereas I like music stores, Ramona prefers anything with a big sign on it that says, sale, no payments till January of 2092. As you might suspect, she welcomed my suggestion, and by noon, we found ourselves staring at acres of furniture and appliances under fluorescent lights, which are designed by scientists to slowly drive husbands berserk off the edge to the point where they will reach for their wallets like zombies and say, sure, no problem. It's really up to you, dear. We were in IKEA, or as I pronounce it, Icky. This is a store where, to get a small bag of candles, you must first pass 13,000 items. It's like being a rat in a maze with no exit. And when you finally find the candle, it takes an hour to assemble the thing when you get it home. About halfway through the store, I found something I liked. It would fit perfectly on a blank wall in our dining room. It was a picture, framed in forest green, a masterpiece combining the influence, very diverse influences of Rembrandt and Thomas Kincaid and a few others in a peaceful breakfast scene, begging the viewer to enter the scene and partake of breads and fruits and juices. Put me in your dining room, the picture said to me, and I nodded, I will. The picture did not speak thus to my wife. She found it too large for the wall, too gaudy, she said, and she gently told me so. She had picked out a picture of her own. She showed that one to me, one which fit our dining room in every way. It was called Fleurs de la Terrasse, a famous French breakfast scene. When she showed it to me, I said something I shouldn't have said. It's not important that I tell you my exact words, but basically they went like this. Whatever, you always get your own way regardless. Come to think of it, that's exactly what I said. Ramona went through the checkout stand about 17 seconds later. She was in a hurry. She got out to the van. She just sat there, looking straight ahead. Years have passed. I've learned a few things. I've learned to always stop saying always, to never stop saying I'm sorry. I've learned the wisdom of Psalm 141. Set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips. And Proverbs 15, a gentle tongue is a tree of life. And James 1, let us be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. I am happy to report that our anniversaries are more fun now, more peaceful, and that 3 days after that icky shopping trip, I came home with something for my wife and said sorry once again. And for the 489th time, she forgave me. Tonight, there is ample food on our table and no arsenic in my root beer. I am even starting to enjoy a French picture hanging from our dining room wall.
Have you read the latest issue of our Truth in Life magazine yet? Truth in Life magazine is a free publication from Laugh Again and Back to the Bible Canada. Each issue brings insightful, biblically-based articles featuring Phil Calloway and other ministry guests. Subscribe today by calling 1-800-663-2425 or in the U.S. at 1-844-663-2424. Laugh Again. Truth bringing laughter to life.